Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Remember the story of Mary and how she loved Jesus so much she bought a bottle of perfume and poured it at Jesus' feet? The phrase in this song, "Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store." In other words, we want to pour out our love on Jesus. All of it, the entire treasure, just like Mary did. That way, He can take it and use it for His glory.
Take my life and
boys and girls, thanks for joining me again today. I have an exciting story at the very end about how God changed my heart so that I ended up not being irritated and annoyed, and I ended up loving somebody and being friends with them because Jesus changed my heart. But first, we're going to go through our story. And before we do that, we want to pray. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, we want to pray for your Spirit to help us to understand and lead us in your ways. Please give us your love and your care for others. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you remember the name of the man that we talked about last time who helped the council to not kill Peter and John? Do you remember his name? It started with a G. G. Gamaliel. Gamaliel. That's a big name. Can you say it? Gamaliel. Gamaliel. Well, Gamaliel spoke to the council members and he convinced them to change their minds about killing the disciples. But were they happy with the disciples or were they still pretty angry? They were still angry. So when the disciples went back into the room, the council ordered that they would be given a beating. And then they warned them not to speak in the name of Jesus anymore. And they let them go. Look at Acts chapter 5, verse 40. Acts chapter 5, verse 40. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. And then we're going to read chapter 5, verse 40. I had to turn a page so that I could get to verse 40. You might not have to, but let's find and read Acts chapter 5, verse 40. Here's what it says.
And then they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak the name of Jesus and let them go.
They beat them and warned them, don't be talking about Jesus. Do you think the beating hurt? I think it probably did. But the disciples were happy. And you know what? Jesus was pleased because they had been brave. They were ready to die for him. And they praised God as they left. But did they stop telling people about Jesus? Did they obey those priests or were they obeying God? They obeyed God. Look at verse 41 and 42. Acts chapter 5, verse 41 and 42.
So they departed from the presence of the council and rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple, in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
It says they did not cease to teach others about Jesus, and they rejoiced because they could suffer for Jesus' sake. Jesus had warned them that those who chose to follow him would suffer for being loyal to him. Did you know that that's still true today? And it will be until Jesus comes again. Let's look up 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Last quarter, we worked on our books of the New Testament. So we're going to find 2 Timothy, that's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus. It's between 1 Timothy and Titus. There's five T's in a row, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus. We want 2 Timothy. And then once you find 2 Timothy, we're going to read chapter 3 and then verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Now, we haven't looked up many verses in these books, so you might need a little more time to help you to find it, and that's totally okay. Just press pause, and when you're ready, you can press play again. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Let's see what that says.
Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
If we want to live like Jesus, we're going to suffer persecution. That means people are not going to like us because we're on Jesus' side. They might make fun of us. They might be mean to us. But you know what? Jesus can help us. He can help us to be brave. He can help us to stand firm. As Gamaliel listened to the disciples that day, he knew that what they were saying was true. He knew that God was with them. Do you think that when Gamaliel spoke out so wisely, so bravely, do you think the Holy Spirit was helping him? I think so. Does the Holy Spirit still help us to be brave for Jesus? Yes. If we ask him, the Holy Spirit will help us to stand up for what is right. Now, in some ways, I kind of feel bad for the priests and the rulers because they were fighting against God. They were fighting against the disciples. They were fighting against the message of Jesus. They didn't like those disciples. And instead of asking God to help them and to change their hearts and their minds, they just kept fighting against them. When I was a teenager, there was a family who moved to the area, and I was friends with the girls, but the son, who was my age, was really annoying to me. I could not stand him. He irritated me. He bugged me. He thought he was funny, and I thought he was annoying, and he would kind of poke fun at me, and he really wanted to be my friend, and I could not stand him. Well, as we got a little bit older and a little bit older, we grew up together. We went to the same church. We often went to their house. And I just got where I could not stand him at all. And I realized that this was not good. But every time I saw him, I would just be like, oh, I can't stand him. I was friends with his sisters, but he just drove me nuts. I did not like him at all. Well, one day I was praying and I realized, you know, Lord, I have a really bad attitude toward him. And I started thinking about it and I'm like, I really have no good reason to not like him. I have no good reason to be mean and nasty to him. I have no reason to give him a cold shoulder. I can at least be nice, but I don't want to be nice. I don't like him. I don't want him around. But I realized that my attitude was wrong. And I knew that the only thing that could change my heart was Jesus. And I knew that the only way that we could at least even just be friends was if Jesus changed my heart. Well, one day I needed to take the garbage can out to the road because it was going to be garbage day the next day. And so our driveway at our house was very, very long, and it was a very, very steep driveway. And I had to take this heavy garbage can all the way down the driveway, all the way out to the main road. And it was a little bit of a walk. Well, I took it down the hill, and I kept walking, and I kept walking. And I put it at the bottom of the hill, and then I started walking back toward the house. And as I walked back toward the house, this guy drove up in his little truck. He was going to do some work for my parents to earn some money. And as he drove up, he waved and kept going. And I prayed. I said, Lord, you know that I really can't stand him. But God, if you want me to be kind and to have a soft heart towards him, will you have him pick me up and drive me up to the house? Right at that moment, he put on the brakes, he backed up his little pickup truck to where I was walking, and he said, hey, can I give you a ride up to the house? And I said, sure. And I hopped in the back of his truck, and he drove me up to my house and dropped me off. And I jumped out, and I was like, thank you. And I went in the house, and I went in my room, and I knelt down, and I said, Lord, you want me to at least be nice and to be kind and to be a friend. And I haven't been that way. And you just made it so that he gave me a ride. That was what I had asked for. But Lord, I still don't like him. Can you please change my heart? Because if you don't change my heart, I can't do this. I need you to change me. And you know what? When I said amen, all of a sudden, there was a difference in my heart toward him. I found that I wasn't disgusted by him. Sure, some of the things that he did were ridiculous, but that's a teenage guy. But we became friends. We ended up being really, really good friends. And we went to an evangelism training school together. And then when we went to college, we went to the same college and we hung out with a lot of the same friends. And we had a really good friendship. And I would have missed out on that friendship if I hadn't have surrendered and given it to Jesus and asked him to change my heart. And Jesus did. And now we're even friends to this day. That's pretty amazing. I had no idea that God could change my heart in such a drastic way. And all of a sudden, with that prayer, we were friends. Boys and girls, when God's Spirit works in our hearts, He can change us. If those priests and those rulers had have asked God to change their hearts and to soften their hearts, He would have in a heartbeat. But God does not change our hearts without us asking. We have to ask Him. We have to be willing to let Him change our hearts. He wants to do it. He wants to give us friends. He wants to give us joy. He wants to give us love. Do you want Him to change your heart today? I know I do. Let's pray. Lord, we want to pray that You will change our hearts, that You will give us Your love for others, that You will help us to do what is right and to want to do what is right. Give us Your wisdom and Your power. In Jesus' name, amen. It's our last day for our memory verse, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Let's sing this as loud as we can.
Acts 5, 29.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.com. www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.